God's plan for the ages revolves around this nation. They are in their land right now. They were miraculously brought into being in 1948, just as God said would happen. And the fight that is all surrounding them right now is ultimately a fight against whether or not people agree with God or agree with the enemies of God. And that's really what it comes down to. So you either agree with Israel and the land and their right to be there, or you agree with those who don't believe with God. It's pretty simple. But the Lord said that when things began to happen over there, that other things around the world would happen, signs and stars and sky, and, you know, earthquakes and floods and hurricanes, all these things we've been talking about will also increase in frequency, in scope, and when they happen together, when they begin to happen together, at the same time these pieces fit together, you know that the Lord's second return is close, and we believe that that is the case. So, Bill, I want to go back to you. You've often used the word markers. I think on this program in the past, you've said there's 11 or 12 markers or whatever that you've identified that are in place now that Israel's back in the land. I'd just like you, if you could, expand upon that a little bit. What are those markers in the completing picture as we're seeing things come together? What are those markers as you've identified them? How many of those are completed, and what remains yet to be completed, if in fact there are?
Well, you know, Sam, I've been doing what I have been doing, being a watchman for the nation of Israel for 20 plus years, actively for 20 years. And when I used to speak to audiences, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there'd be two or three things in play at the same time that were biblically relevant. And over the last 3 to 4 years, every final day marker that's significant is in play. Number one, Jerusalem will become the burdensome stone. That is God's time clock. Watch what's taking place with the city of Jerusalem. And virtually every leader, but President Trump right now, wants to see the city of Jerusalem divided between the Jews and the Arabs, with East Jerusalem being a Palestinian state capital. Number two, Russia, very significant final day player. They're operating out of Syria now. They have a close relationship with the state of Israel. Number three, scriptures speak the day, Isaiah 17:1 speaks to the day that Damascus will no longer exist as a city. That can happen at any time. Damascus will be in play. Iran, major final day player in the part of the Gog-Magog coalition, as well as I mentioned, Jeremiah 49:35-39. They will be likely dealt with before they are part of that coalition, so that's very significant. What's interesting also, one world political order, one world religious order. We're seeing a lot of activity going in that direction right now. The technology is going to make the mark of the beast possible. More and more people are getting comfortable with implants and something under their skin for safety and security and things like that. The other thing which is so interesting to me is the United States does not have a very significant final day biblical role in the scriptures, but no nation is doing more to accelerate final day events than the United States. And I think President Trump being present this time with the threat of Iran and North Korea and some of the other challenges in the Middle East, this is falling right in line, and we will continue to see that accelerate. The other thing is the some people, the Psalm 83 war, Israel's war with their neighbors, the coalition of nations, which is very interesting in Psalm 83. Some people say it's not a prophetic scripture, but the countries in there, Sam, are countries that Israel has to contend with. The fact that Iran is going to be deploying missiles or attempt to deploy missiles in Syria, and Lebanon is going, Israel at some point is going to have to make a decision. We've got to hit them first. We have to preemptively hit them first rather than be hit later. They were very close to doing that in 2012 when Obama talked them out of it with a commitment to putting stronger sanctions on Iran. So you see the nations aligning. You see the one world political order, religious order, despite the United States is in the one world political order is not falling in place right now. But the religious order with the Vatican, the replacement theology churches that don't see any biblical significance to the nation of Israel, and also their relationship with Muslim clerics and imams, that aligning. So this is a good summary of all final day markers aligning with everything leading up to the final battle for Jerusalem, which is Armageddon. And one important thing here also in Daniel 9:27, Sam, there will eventually be a peace deal. It'll be a 7-year deal that breaks in the midpoint when the Antichrist comes on top of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and declares himself to be a Messiah. So there will be a peace deal. We're just not sure when that's going to happen or how it's going to happen.